Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We all have had simple phrases in our lives that have stuck with us throughout our entire lives. And my mom, because it is Mother's Day, would always say a very famous line of hers, who she learned from her family and her father before her and has been passed down, "Early is on time, and on time is late." It seems that actually that got passed down even farther, because even Daniel was born before he was supposed to, because he wanted to see everyone so soon. So yes, early was on time, and he did not want to be late. Another one was from another mother, Haley, my wife. Throughout this entire process of dealing with Daniel's heart issues and going to all the hospital visits, she's been incredibly strong and has been moving forward so wonderfully. And she always says, no matter how small, no matter how long, keep moving forward. These phrases, one from back when I was a kid to the one that I'm living with and help and using to help me right now, have guided my actions and my work ethics and many other parts of my life. And that's how many of us are. Think back to some of the phrases that your parents said to you. Some of the things that your father, your mother, a friend, things that you've kept bringing back in your mind that have helped ground you in tough times or have helped you persevere through trials. We all have at least one or two. And it's the same with what our text has today. In fact, our texts are full of very familiar phrases within the Christian faith. None more so than the one from the Gospel of John here today. Christ says a very simple phrase, a phrase that you will see being put on t-shirts, on motivational posters, and on so many comforting words. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It's one of the very first Bible verses I actually memorized as a kid. My mom would drill them into me because it was my homework, and she would make sure that I would know them well. In fact, I can think of many of us who know this verse. It's almost as famous as "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son." It is interesting that this verse, this simple phrase, was said right before Jesus was going to be arrested. It was on the couple of hours before he would go into a lonely garden. And in this moment, he is trying to give his disciples some last teachings, some comfort in the times to come. He says even before this that he is going to his Father, that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And that he is going to prepare a place where there is many rooms. But he is the way, the truth, and the life. The comforting words, things that we hear in funerals, things that we hear in our everyday life. But the phrase itself is simple. But the living it, whew, that's where it becomes tricky. You can actually see this in the first reading that we had today from Acts. We've been going through the Acts of the Apostles in the last couple of Sundays, seeing how the church, mere weeks after Christ ascended into heaven, even days, became a revolutionary movement within Jerusalem. And how many were called to faith, and many people were brought to know Christ as their Savior, as the way, the truth, and the life. But the way was difficult and fraught with peril. The disciples recognized this very quickly. They were actually being persecuted by the chief priests, the Pharisees, in very much the same way that Jesus was. They kept remembering the words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." But now the way they were walking was fraught with peril. not only from the chief priests and the Pharisees, but from their own congregations. There were suddenly questions that were coming up that they never even thought they would have to do. Questions about the Old Testament and questions about what to do next. The disciples were assailed on all sides and they needed time to study. They needed to meditate on God's word. And so they brought helpers, chosen people, to help them and help others in living the way that Christ lived, helping the poor, helping the sick, and preaching God's word. One of them was a young man named Stephen. And oh boy, did this young man live out the phrase, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Stephen would go to the marketplaces and he would go and sit beside those who were ailing, and wondrous miracles would happen where he would heal the sick. He would lay his hands and forgive the sins of many in the name of Jesus Christ. He walked in the way of his Lord. Because he walked in that way, he was arrested by those same chief priests and Pharisees who were assailing the disciples. But he kept a firm grasp to that phrase. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He clung to that as they led him to a trial. He spoke the truth, a harsh truth, to those people. Brothers and fathers, hear me. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered. You who received the law as delivered by the angels and did not keep it. Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, spoke truth. It was a hard truth that these chief priests and Pharisees did not want to hear. They were trying to silence the talk that Jesus was risen from the dead. They were trying to put up the lie that he was merely a false Christ, a false prophet, leading the destruction of Jerusalem and the Jewish way of life. But Stephen knew that Christ was the fulfillment of the law, the fulfillment of all of the promises that God had made to his beloved people Israel. And he clung to those promises. He clung it to them, and he could not let this lie go on longer. And he proclaimed truth. It was harsh, but he proclaimed it nevertheless, as Christ did when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." But then, the life. They killed him for speaking the truth, for living that way. The chief priests and the Pharisees took stones, heavy stones, and crushed Stephen. How was one to live? He followed in the way. He proclaimed the truth. And he has now no life in him. It's hard. It's hard to live these phrases. It'd be so much easier not to. For maybe if Stephen went a different way, maybe passed by that beggar on the street corner, maybe didn't hand out some food to the hungry, he wouldn't have drawn attention to himself. Maybe if he fudged the truth a little bit, made it easier to palate, he wouldn't have gotten in trouble. Maybe then he could have preserved his life here on earth for a little while longer. But he didn't. He proclaimed truth and he walked in the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he died because of it. What is known as Stephen, the first martyr of the faith. This is hard for many Christians in today's world to accept. It's a harsh way of life. It is a simple phrase, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. A verse that we all know and hold to our hearts deeply, and yet it's hard to follow. Instead of loving, we choose to hate. Instead of thinking the best out of those around us, we want to think the worst and not live in a way that is how Christ wants us to live. Instead, going how the world is going, tearing down, worrying and being anxious to the point of hurting our neighbors. It's a simple phrase, but it's hard to live by, especially when it comes to the truth. It's a harsh truth, for Christ is the only way for righteousness. He is the door. He is the good shepherd. And he is the one who saves, the only one. And this truth, while comforting for us, is hard. But what about our family members who do not believe, but are still good people? Well, then they don't know the way. What about those who were just doing good throughout their entire life, who did wonderful things on this earth, and yet did not believe in Christ? Isn't Christ going to prepare a room in heaven for them? No. It's a harsh truth, one that is so easily twisted in a way that makes it more palatable for people. But Christ is the narrow way. He is the door, the only good shepherd. It's a simple phrase, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, but it's hard to live by. But there is hope, and there is life. For you see, this is a very difficult way, and it is hard to live in these phrases. It was hard for the people that Peter wrote to. In his epistle lesson today, Peter was writing to the churches in Asia Minor. They were assailed at all sides from so many persecutions. They were scared to follow in the way that God wanted them to go. They were scared to proclaim the truth, for it would get them killed. They were scared for their very lives. And yet Peter wrote to them. Peter comforted them, gave them hope. He gave them a wonderful reminder of God's consistent love for them. He says, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And that cornerstone is Christ himself. For he lays the foundation for which we as Christians walk. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish but have eternal life. Peter reminds them of that and us, that it is hard to walk in the ways of Christ, but he gives us strength. He gives us hope. For he is there, our sure and solid rock, guiding our footsteps, holding us in all the peril. And he proclaims to us the truth, that the stone the builders rejected had become the cornerstone. For he was the rock that rolled all the kingdoms away and established his kingdom forever. And this is the truth proclaimed to all people. that Christ, God's Son, Jesus, came to this world for you, that he loves you, and that if by believing in him, you will have life eternal, and his life abundantly. It can be hard to live this life. It might be easy for us to fall into despair. It might even be easy not to know even how to live in this simple phrase, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But it might not be so hard as you think. Over the past several weeks, my Facebook page has been full of pictures of my son Daniel taken by my wife, posting about how he is doing in the hospital, his journey from birth to the NICU, surgery, PICU, TCU, and finally home. And every single one I have seen the people of Blessed Savior outpouring their love, their prayers, and their well wishes for us and for Daniel. And even those who are not from Blessed Savior, families and friends, sometimes even the complete stranger, they would all give warm and comforting thoughts, saying that their prayers are with us and sharing in our joy. Thank you. Thank you. You are living the way that Christ was doing, helping others in a very simple way, but in a powerful way as well. It is so comforting, for Peter even speaks about this, that those who are called in Christ, they are a holy priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I have felt that light, shown through forth by the priesthood of believers here at Blessed Savior and around the world through your prayers. It isn't always easy to live that simple life, to believe full-heartedly, to truly cherish I am the way, walking in it, the truth, proclaiming it, even when it sometimes is hard to, and the life, having life abundantly, and even willing to lay down your life for Christ. It's hard and it's difficult. It will always remain that way until Christ comes again. But he has given us each other, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters, both family and in Christ, that we may walk in the ways that Christ would have us go, that we may teach and proclaim the truth that lasts everlasting, and that we might have life and have it abundantly in Christ. So let us continue, my brothers and sisters, living out these simple phrases and proclaiming the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen.